Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And this guy, man, what a performance he gave on Yellowstone as the baddest of all bad men. Neil McDonough is with us. Please turn off the piercing eyes. Please.
Thank you for a heck of a compliment right out of the gates, Randy. Appreciate that. No, it was one of those things where, you know, Kevin and I had worked before in The Guardian, and we had a great relationship. And as soon as I got to the set to the Yellowstone, you know, he just had this great grin on his face knowing that I was about to dump a whole lot of McDonough on a set. And just, I was relentless on, you know, it was, you know, I'll tell you, my job was to really shake it up, kind of like what I did in Justified. I wasn't, you know,
yes,
I play my villain.
Yes.
I'm not there to make friends on set. I'm there to intimidate the living heck out of the other actors that I play with. I'm great. I become friends with the crew and, you know, the director and everything. Some of the actors truly understand what I'm doing. Some of the actors are just truly petrified.
I can see why.
Because it's just intense. That's my job, is to be ultra intense in those roles. And boy, was it a ball. But, you know, Cole and I just would tee off against each other. And Cole House is one of my favorite guys in the world. He's just
great.
The ultimate family guy. And I just love that dude. But Wes and everyone else, Kelly, I still think is scared to death of me. But it was just one of those, just, it was awesome. It was really just terrific.
Listen, I'm scared to death of Kelly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. She's incredible. What an actor. She's,
oh my gosh. So I was an early adapter of Yellowstone. I mean, I was there for day one on Paramount Plus, and boy, when your character came on, and I think you were what, 5-6 episodes, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I mean, it was so compelling. You just couldn't turn away. And now that it's on network television, has it been like a double wave of this attention for you?
Oh, it's ridiculous. You know, between being the number one show on the planet on Netflix with 3.1 billion minutes watched the first week.
Yeah.
Yellowstone breaking records on television now. It's crazy. It's just been, you know, I've been really just blessed to get to play some really fantastic characters in my life. And it's, I'm humbled by it. I'm truly, God has given me so much. That's why I go to church just about every day, because, you know, I know I'm really very, very blessed and fortunate.
Oh man. I appreciate hearing you say that, Neil. We're talking to Neil McDonough here on the National Defense, and you've had so many great roles. And you always do give the glory to God, and I just appreciate that. And, of course, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families, so we also greatly appreciate your role as Buck Compton in Band of Brothers.
Well, before I go on any more about the shift, let's talk about, you know, what you just talked about. And my dad came over from Ireland in 1947 and got off the plane with $12 in his pocket, walked straight into an army office and said, "Make me an American." And they shipped him overseas for 5 years, came back after his 5 years, proud as could be to become an American citizen. And he brought up 6 kids who are so proud to be American. And when I got to play Buck Compton, and, you know, Buck became like another father figure to me. And what we got to do, I remember during boot camp, there was this mutiny during boot camp. I'd already lost teeth and broke a toe and all kinds. And everyone was like, "This is crazy. This is too much." I was like, "Well, no, this is actually kind of great. Really, you know, getting into the character." But a lot of the guys were like, "This is enough." Especially a lot of the British soldiers, they didn't understand the whole gung-ho American type of attitude. So out of nowhere, this helicopter lands at the base in England, and out comes Tom Hanks with this castaway beard and hair. He came all the way from Hawaii, heard the guys were getting disgruntled, so he gave what I like to call the speech. And the speech was why we owe it to all the men and women, not just of Easy Company, but of World War II, who gave their lives for us so we could have the freedoms that we have today, and how we need to work our tails off to the bone to make sure we do it 100% correctly, or else we will all fail. Holy smokes. That speech got into your brain, and it just never left. And for all the men and women out there right now around the world working to make sure that we still have the freedoms that we have, God bless every single one of you for doing what you do. You weren't drafted into it. And people forget, these are men and women who chose to support and be there for our country, no matter what, through thick and thin, and give themselves for us. I mean, if we don't get up and applaud that all the time, there's something wrong with us. Oh, so,
amen. Amen.
God bless every single one of you for doing what you do.
And you know, Tom Hanks not only talks it, he lives it. He's been on this program four times. And the thing that Tom loves to talk about is his role as the chairman of the board for the Elizabeth Dole Foundation and the Hidden Heroes Veteran Caregiver Group. So people don't ask Tom about that. So we love to have him on, and just you can just hear his reverence in everything he says. But we're talking to Neil McDonough here on the National Defense. He and Sean Astin. Is it Astin or Austin? Yeah, I think it's Astin.
Sean Astin.
Yeah.
He's incredible. He's terrific. Yeah. So good in the movie, too. My gosh.
And this new movie is called The Shift, which starts this week. And you kind of play the devil, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah, it's you know, it's interesting. At first I said, no, I'll play Justified. I'll play Yellowstone, but I'm not going that deep. And then I told Reveille, and we prayed about it, and she was like, look, you're probably the best villain in Hollywood, and you have one of the greatest relationships with God in Hollywood. You kind of have to do it.
I love that.
She was right, and I'm so glad that I did, because by doing so, I brought, you know, there's almost a humanity that I bring to Lucifer, especially near the end, where I can't get what I want. And for a second, you see in my eyes, I wish I had what I used to have, the relationship that I used to have with God as Lucifer. But I've made some bad choices in my life, but I can't go back now. Well, we all make bad choices in life. Every single day we make bad choices in life. We're all sinners. We all make mistakes. We're all flawed. We're human. That's the part of being human. But it's how we get past those things. It's how we dust ourselves off after we make a mistake and say, yeah, my bad. I learned from it. I'm going to be better next time. And that's what this film is all about. And I love that Reveille and I get to produce films the way that we want to see films made, not just to make a film for the sake of making a film or for money, but to make a film for the importance of making a film to help other people get through situations in life. That's the drama that Reveille and I aspire to put out there. And I think we nailed it with The Shift, you know, alongside Angel Studios, to make a film that it's sci-fi, it's action, it's a great love story. But at the end of the day, it's a story about how can I get over the problems that I have thrown in front of me, and how can I believe a little bit more in myself, in the right thing to do, and in God. And that's, to me, that's everything.
Well, I mean, you answer those questions, you've done a lot for yourself. We're talking to Neil McDonough here on the National Defense. And I read a quote from you, which is I love, talking about, when you play bad guys, you want to play them as bad as you can to make the other guys look good, the gooder guys.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. I want my villains to be so palpably bad that when you look at them, you kind of, first time you look at him, you think, oh, this is a nice guy who lives next door. This guy's kind of cool. And then there's that look. You're like, oh boy. Yeah. You know, and I always say I steal those looks from my brothers and my sister, Ellen. You know, when they give that, you know, when I was a little kid and they would give me that look, I'd be like, oh gosh, here it comes. But it's funny, playing the bad guys, I can leave that at work, but playing the really great good guys, those are the ones that are harder for me to slough off, because I'm really challenging myself in a real life situation where Justified or Yellowstone, you know, at the end of a take, I'd be laughing because it would be so absurd, some of the things that I would do. It's kind of funny on the day, but the good guys are different. But speaking of good guys, I just want to do a quick shout out. You know, this one gentleman that I'm going to talk about has done more for a guy who hasn't been in the military for the military, in Gary Sinise. And
oh yeah,
everyone to pray right now for Gary, because you know, his wife has gone through a long sickness. His son now is having a very difficult time. So for a gentleman who has given his life and soul, you know, especially for the last 10 years or so, by not concentrating so much on being in movies and concentrating everything on helping those who have fought for us. Yep. That's a human being that we should all aspire to. And I mean, that Denise is one of the true American gems, you know. So please, everyone, if you can, say a prayer for Gary today and his family, because he's going through a hard time. And sometimes we forget to pray for those guys who work so hard, and he's one of those guys who works so hard for everyone.
Man,
so.
That is absolutely true, and Gary is just getting ready to take his next trip to Disney. To Disney World for the Snowball Express to take kids of the fallen. And, I mean, just everything that you've said about Gary Sinise, there's just a real guy.
Yeah. Gone to one of Gary's, if you haven't gone to one of Gary's concerts, I implore you, I beg you, I'm asking you now, go to one, because it's the music is fantastic. Gary tells great stories about Hollywood, but it's so emotional. It just makes you so proud to be an American and what we've all fought for. And what it puts it straight right in front of your face why we need to be thankful and honor the people who fight for us. And God bless Gary for everything he does for our country.
Lieutenant Dan Band, they're fantastic. Neil, man, thank you. It's such a pleasure to meet you. Thank you for your heart and just for all the great entertainment, too.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. God bless you all.
God bless you. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. The Shift starts this week in theaters only.